This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we will hear from Don Scotty Scott, a blues guitarist and Minnesota native with 36 years of experience touring the U.S. as well as Europe. His debut CD, Highway 52, released in 1997, was nominated for Best Blues Album for the Minnesota Music Awards that year. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Don Scotty Scott on the Live Feed.
My name is Don Scott. I've been playing one form or other of blues for over 40 years. I first started playing music just as I got out of high school. And I guess that was Bob Dylan. I guess that was the reason I got a guitar.
Okay, cool.
And I went to college in Mankato, flunked out, went to Rochester the next year and quit. I couldn't stand Rochester. Got drafted, went to the Army, went to Vietnam, all that stuff.
Okay.
Came out, I was seriously burned. Went back to Mankato and just got hit over the head by listening to, I think it was a Taj Mahal album. And hooked up with this guy, a harp player friend of mine that I met in an English lit class.
Uh-huh.
And we just started playing music together. And
cool.
From that, I morphed into the Dust Bowl Blues Band.
Okay, I read about that online.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have a new album or anything like that?
I'm working on some stuff. I need to get it in the studio and get it recorded. I've written three or four tunes, and there's some other Etta Baker stuff that I want to do.
Okay.
And, but right now, I just wanted to get back to the States and get it done.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
There we go.
Where were you? Down the road, come a junco partner.
Boy.
He was loaded as can be.
Boy.
He was knocked out loaded.
Boy.
And he wobbled up and down the street. Well, down the road, I'm a junko partner. He was loaded as can be. He was knocked out loaded. And he wobbled up and down the tree, singing 6 months, ain't no sentence. Lord, in 1 year, ain't no crime. They got bought in Angola, doing 1 to 99.
Marchy.
Uh-huh. was loaded as can be. He was knocked out loaded, and he wobbled up and down the tree. Well, I pawned my silver-handled pistol just to buy me a diamond ring. I would have pawned that woman I'm loving, but the poor girl couldn't sign her name. Come on, Mutch. Junko partner, he was loaded to his can be. Now he was knocked out loaded, and he wobbled up and down the street. If I had $1 million, well, I'd buy me one of my own. I'd buy me and go to prison and grow me a marijuana farm. Well, down the road come a jungle partner, he was loaded as can be. He was knocked out loaded, and he wobbled up and down the street.
There was some info online. It said you lived out in L.A. Do you still live out there?
I lived in L.A. for 3 years, from 2004 to 2007.
Okay. So do you live back in Minnesota now?
Or? Yeah, I'm from here. I still have a little house here in southeast Minnesota.
Cool.
I grew up here. So.
So have you played in Winona before? Or?
Yes, I played at Ed's twice previously, and I played several of the Acoustic Cafe and some of those coffee houses. I've done those. We used to play at the Black Horse as well.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called now, but it's out on 61 or so.
Right. You mentioned that you had been in Vietnam. How did that experience kind of affect your playing or your writing or anything?
What happened to me in Vietnam could happen to anybody. I was burned 60% of my body in Vietnam. But what happened afterwards was really something kind of difficult to deal with. After I was in and out of the hospital and all this stuff, I was drafted. Mm-hmm. So I still, 4 months in Vietnam, and I'm out of the hospital. I still have a year to do. I was drafted in August.
Okay.
So they sent me to Fort Knox, Kentucky, and I was there for 9 months of hell. And they wouldn't let me out. My father was livid. He had to call a congressman and all that stuff, and it didn't work. So what happened after, they should have let me out, and they didn't. So dealing with all that and dealing with the people in Kentucky was a trip in itself.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I suppose being from Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a lot of, it was a bad experience all around.
Okay. When you do write, what's your writing process like? Like, what do you draw from for influences?
Topical stuff. The song about my experience I had in Vietnam, it took me 28 years to write it.
Oh, wow.
I never did a lot of writing when we first started playing.
Uh-huh.
But also, I'll be noodling around on the guitar and come up with, I've got three different things going that don't have lyrics to yet. One I finished, another one is almost finished, and I have three more that I'm working on.
You plan on recording that stuff soon? Or
yes, I'm not sure what studio I'm going to do, but yeah, I might even do it on my own. So
this is a song I wrote a while back. Well, it's Saturday night, go out and have some fun. Find us a rock and roll party, get these blues on the run. It's too late in the game for us to hold back now.
That's it.
So come on, pretty baby, you can bet I'll show you how. We'll do some drinking, dancing, we might get a little tight. I got a smoking good band, jumping blues all through the night. They say it's good for the soul to stay out all night long. Won't worry about tomorrow, cause with now we got it going on. An idol on their big screen TV, while we be laughing and jiving, grooving to this funky beat. You know the world's gone crazy, what to do about it anyway? I'm so glad we got these blues, rock our troubles away. Pretty baby, you can bet I'll show you how. come on, pretty baby, you can know I told you how.
Minnesota, you're from originally?
Chatfield. Grew up in Chatfield.
And then it looks like you know these guys pretty well that you're playing with tonight.
Yeah, I've known these guys in the past, and Emil McAndrew is a very good friend of mine. He was in Wedge and North Country Band and a bunch of other bands.
Okay.
He also played in my band for 10 years, and he recorded my first CD as well. These other guys I've known for quite some time.
Okay. Since you moved back to Minnesota, have you been playing with these guys quite a bit?
I just got back.
Oh, you just got back.
I just got back,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this
cool.
is my first gig, and then Wednesday I'm up in Minneapolis. I'm doing the radio show on KFAI, Fresh
okay.
Air. And then that evening I'll be playing at the 331 Club. It's a club in northeast Minneapolis.
Okay. What prompted you to move back to Minnesota?
You mean just now?
Yeah.
Well, it's the only place I want a house, so.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
so
I just
kind of logistic.
I don't like winters because of my burns. I get cold really, and I get disability from the government, so I can spend that money where it's warm.
Okay. Right. I saw online that you've played in a couple different places in Europe and overseas. There.
France. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played in Clichy, which is a suburb of Paris. And up in Trégastel as well.
Okay. How did those shows come about?
Wonderful. But people love blues in Paris. I made more money over there playing music than I'd ever made here.
Wow. Interesting.
They actually support their artists over there.
Okay.
Or they
right.
used to anyway. I mean, when I was over there 2000, 2001, 2002, I met some jazz musicians and they said if they did 90 dates a year, they were subsidized to a living wage.
Really? Oh, wow. Too bad it's
so
not
you
like
can
that
say
over every, here.
Anything bad about the French you want to, but I don't want to hear it.
Right,
because
right.
Because they support their arts. And
that's fantastic. What's one of the most interesting or unique places you've played?
Any
stories?
Well, that was one, because the first time I played in Clichy, it was a cabaret, and I mean, it was like, I've only played an hour, no PA. And it was dead silent.
Oh, wow.
No talking.
Really?
So I play a song, applause, and so it was a bit unnerving.
Uh-huh.
I mean, being from here and all these, you know, these people, I don't give a shit, most of them. But over there, it was amazing. It was great.
Cool. So you've been playing for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. What keeps you doing it? What drives you, you know?
It's over two-thirds of my life. That's who I am. I mean,
right.
It's just... Playing guitar every day is such a part of me. It's what I do, you know. And if I'm not performing, I'm playing, practicing, working on stuff, listening.
Right.
And I listen to music all the time. If I'm not playing music, I'm listening to music. And I think any aspiring musicians out there, you can learn as much, if not more, listening to music than trying to copy somebody playing.
Right.
Because
right.
the more you listen to music, the more... you absorb by osmosis the feel for that music, hopefully.
Right. Speaking of that, who have you been listening to lately? Like, what are your...
Oh, let's see. Like? I've been listening to a lot of Ruthie Foster. Been
okay.
listening to Etta Baker. She is
cool.
Etta Baker lived into her 90s. She played... she was from the hill country of North Carolina.
Okay.
She's got stuff out on YouTube, you can see.
Cool.
I always listen to T-Bone Walker.
Nice.
Freddie King, Albert Collins, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Big Bill Brunzi, Muddy Waters. I still listen to his stuff. I listen to a lot of jazz too. Listen to a lot of Lester Young, Ben Webster.
Cool.
It's for being a guitar player, as far as jazz goes, I listen to more saxophone players, I guess.
Interesting.
And I was lucky enough, I just came from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, so
oh,
I heard
cool.
a wealth of different kinds of music, Zydeco
right.
music.
Did you play that? Or you...
No, I didn't. I didn't play it. I just stopped by on my way back from Mexico.
Cool.
So.
Oh, that sounds great.
I'm a four-day rider, baby. You ought to see me ride. I'm a four-day rider, baby. and you want to see me ride. When I'm once in your saddle, mama, you'll never want me from your side. Cause I ride when it's hot, I'm gonna ride when it's cold. I know it gets cold here, does it ever get hot? Well, I ride when it's hot, baby, I'm gonna ride when it's cold. But you better hurry up and get me, pretty soon I'm gonna be too old. That's a lie, mushy.
Mama, I wanna ride all over town. Let's go again. I like this groove. Come on, Marchie, talk. That's more like it. Marcy over there. Your wife knows that you're out, doesn't she? And how about that little bass, Dietrich? How's the sound out there? It sounds pretty good up here. And good old Elty. He's got the music running through his soul, so he's got to be out here playing. I'm a four-day rider, and I can't stand no tying down. I'm a four-day rider, baby, and I can't stand no tying down. I'm a young jockey mama, I wanna ride all over town. Over town. Thank you, friends. Thank you.
What's one of your favorite songs to play live?
That I play live?
Yeah.
There's a song I wrote called Hey Big Bill. It's an instrumental. It was off my most recent CD, which is six years old.
I listened to that song yesterday. CD Baby. Yeah, pretty cool song.
That particular recording, some of the stuff on there is pretty weak, I thought, but I thought that was a pretty good one. I like to do Key to the Highway. I always like that song, that Big Bill Brunzi song.
Okay.
And off the top of my head, I'm doing a couple Etta Baker instrumental things that I really like, too.
Excellent. And then do you have, like a family? Are you married? Any wife
or kids? I've been divorced since 95.
Okay.
I have two sisters and a brother that they live. My brother lives in Iowa, and two sisters in Minnesota.
Okay, cool.
And I have a grandniece that's going to show up tonight with her boyfriend.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah,
that'll be nice.
They're going to Winona State.
Okay, cool.
And hopefully they'll bring in some of their friends.
Definitely.
I'll introduce them to some kind of music that I do.
Excellent. So you've played Ed's here before, right? So
yeah, I played Ed's a couple times before.
Okay. Did he contact you to come and play this show? Or?
When I played here in October, I booked a show
to
come here. I play here like twice a year.
Oh, excellent. So we'll get to see more of you then in the future since back in the area.
Yeah, cool. I'll be back. I'm playing with my band down at Piggy's in La Crosse next week.
Oh, nice. Very nice. So then you have a band then that you play regularly?
Since I'm gone 6 months, I just hire out a couple guys, a few guys.
Cool. Is it usually the same people or...?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, I've known a lot of musicians over the years, so I just try to get the best. You know?
Right. Okay, great. Well, I guess that's about all I have for
great.
I appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm looking forward to hearing some of the music.
All right, cool.
All right.
Thanks to Don Scott for visiting with us tonight on The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.